This is the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio. I am Code Talker.
And I'm Stuck Mike.
And we're joined by a whole crew of folks this morning. Farid Gio, who is with us in our last segment, is staying with us.
And our main guests in this hour are a couple of folks who are building an airplane. Now, at a certain level, that's not all that unusual. But Brady Lane and Caleb Eyrig. Did I have that right?
Eyrig.
Okay, thanks.
It's slaughtered all the time.
Yeah, okay. So I'm in good company. But thanks. Our partners in the construction of a Bear Hawk, but with a twist. What's unique about who's helping you, or at least who's watching you build this airplane?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take after it. After you.
The unique thing is we actually have a little camera that we wear on our hat, and we stream live video every Tuesday night while we work on it. And the reason is a couple different reasons. We're both first-time builders. We don't have a clue what we're doing. We're taking it one step at a time. So what we wanted to do was just invite some experienced builders to watch and say, no, don't run the fly cutter at 3,600 RPMs. And we're like, oh, good. You know, we saved our fingers. But we just have a multitude of questions as we work, and with the camera right on the hat, people can watch right there, right what we're working on with our hands. We can interact through a chat room, and the main goal is really just to show people that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to build your own airplane. I mean, we're two guys in our 20s who've never done anything like this, and we're taking it one step at a time using very simple tools in our basement and building an airplane.
Yeah, so we keep telling people we're amazed at how basic it's been. I mean, we've used a drill press, a router, a hammer, and a bench grinder, and that's been about it so far. And it's all things that, you know, you probably have laying around your basement and already know how to use.
So added to those tools, you also have a hat cam, cabling run across the floor, a couple of computers, and the internet and the World Wide Web, and Farid Gio, who is your, I'm going to say, chat master. There's probably a better name for that.
I'm just a moderator. I watched their first broadcast, and they kept having to run over to the computer to chat and to type. And so I said, hey, well, why don't I just come down to the basement the next time and be that interactive person? And so what happens whenever someone, because of the way that the setup is, people can't talk. You know, the computer can't talk back. I just read the comments out loud, and the microphone actually picks it up real nice. I read the comments out loud. They look at me and talk like I represent the whole web audience, and they talk to me. And
it works really well.
It works really well.
I mean, we have live interaction with the people watching, and you know, we throw out questions, and we get tons of advice. And the cool thing is it not only helps new builders like us, but all the other experienced builders watching, they're like, oh, for instance, we were flanging over some ribs, and you know, and we're hammering, you know, we set it up so we're hammering across, and it's just killing our forearms. And someone says, hey, why don't you, you know, clamp it down to the table and hammer down? You'll save your forearms. And it's like, oh yeah, and it makes it tons easier. And not only that, other builders were like, man, I never knew that. I'm going to try that. So it not only helps rookies like us, you know, it's helping some of the other experienced builders watching. So it's kind of a real-time, hints for home builders, rookie style.
And when one, either Caleb or Brady is gone, I'm put to work too. So
yeah,
sometimes I've worn the hat.
And that's been neat. We've been able to both get it from the viewer's perspective as well. There's been a couple times where either I was on the road and Brady was working, or Brady was on the road and I was working, and we would tune in and watch each other.
In fact, an interesting story. My second daughter was born in January, and in the hospital room, my wife is having contractions, and I have the laptop open, and I'm watching Caleb work on the plane. So in between time and contractions, I was watching Caleb build the plane. So
how well was that going over?
With my wife?
Yes,
with me?
Yeah, with your... No, with you, I'm sure it was fine, you know.
She loves it.
You weren't the one having labor pains, so...
She loved it. It was a good time. It was a good memory. So
I mean, that kind of puts you in the same boat, right? Except yours is a 7-year gestation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
At least.
Well, people keep asking us when it's going to be done, and our answer is October.
Yeah.
We didn't say what year, but October.
So how did you choose the design that you decided to, and why are you doing plans built instead of kit built?
Why are we doing plans built? Because we're poor.
Okay. Fair answer.
I mean, I think a lot of people, if they had the money, would just go out and buy a kit. It's a lot quicker. There's other projects you could be doing, but we can't afford to go drop that kind of cash. also we both wanted projects. There's a lot of people that are our generation that come home and, you know, get done with work or school and then hop online, hop on Facebook, they're staring at a computer, they're playing Halo, and, you know, that's great, but at the end of the night, the end of the week, the end of the month, you've done nothing. And you start getting that sense of, like, I go online and I watch everyone else do something, I need to do something. So we wanted that project.
And it was after AirVenture last year when Caleb, we bumped into each other, and I was itching for a meaningful project. I mean, I was getting tired of Facebook, you know, there's only so many hours you can do that. So I wanted something meaningful, and I didn't know what it was. I'm thinking, do I need to go back to college, get another degree? I bumped into Caleb. Caleb goes, and Caleb wasn't a pilot at the time. I mean,
I'm still not a pilot.
I'm soloed.
Congratulations.
I don't have my license yet.
But he came up to me and said, hey, I'm going to build a Bearhawk. And I'm like, really? And honestly, at that point, I had heard of a Bearhawk, knew very little about it. So I'm like, So he told me what he knew. I went home and researched, and I was just like, this is exactly the plane I've always dreamed of owning but never thought I could afford. And
why is that? Elaborate on that just a bit.
A four-place high-wing tail dragger, a plane that me and my family could go to fly-ins and carry lots of gear. You know, I mean, you know, with two kids now, you know, my wife and I couldn't go to a fly-in. What are you going to do with the kids? So I wanted something we could all travel in together. I love camping. My dream, you know, the dream, I mean, when I became a pilot.
The dream part of dream, build, fly.
Yeah, is I want a plane that I can go camping with. You know, throw a tent and a sleeping bag in the back and go for a weekend and camp out. And no plane I could find could do that, you know, especially one that I could afford. And then I started looking at this, and a tail dragger, high wing, you know, can carry four. I mean, Caleb and I, we're not light people.
You viewers cannot see, but.
Yeah.
Oh, they can, actually. You're on the web behind you, so.
Okay. There you go.
Well, But basically, you know, it can carry four real people, full fuel, and a ton of luggage. And it's a tail dragger, so it's fun to fly. And
my requirements were even more basic. All I wanted was a plans-built four-place. That was it. If you take those two simple requirements, that narrows you down to literally a handful of planes. One of them that I looked at doing was a Cozy Mark IV. Excellent plane, great specs, cross-country. I was looking at the specs on it. The total combined weight of the two front seats, 300 pounds.
Wow.
Caleb and I, he could fly with my right leg.
Yeah. That's about it. And, you know, there's some other ones. The Kostavia has great specs. But there's just one of the other things we love about the Bearhawk is the community. There's a Yahoo group. You ask a question, and that's, you know, for first-time builders, that's so important. We ask a question to that group, and 30 minutes later, we've got multiple answers. Well, here's how I did it. Here's how I don't do it that way.
When that and that community, I tell you what, when people chime in, as soon as I see a new person in the chat, I yell it out, and everybody yells their name, and everybody on the chat greets each other, and it's been building in a kinetic way that has just been wonderful. So every Tuesday night at 6:30 Central Time at dreambuildfly.com, get into it.
Yeah, whether you have never even considered home building, because honestly, as a new pilot, I was in a dilemma because I couldn't afford a plane. I didn't want to rent forever. I didn't trust my own building skills to take on a project like this by myself. And so I was like, man, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to fly? You know, I don't want to rent forever. And then when this option came along to take it, you know, with a partner, you know, there's a great motivation there. You know, when I'm not feeling like working on the plane, he's expecting me, so I show up, we have a good time. When he's not one, so there's that accountability. You know, when I'm stumped, I can be like, man, how do you know, with this flange, it's really rippling. How do you, and he comes over and we look at it, we figure it out together. You know, I would personally, since I didn't grow up doing a lot of shop work, and I didn't grow up, in fact, I never even routed before this project, I didn't trust my own skills. So having a partner and taking it, you know, we both put in $100 a month, and that's how we're paying for the plane right now.
I got to put a quick plug in for Caleb's wife, Angie, who allows all these people to walk into the home at night and just walk right in, not even knock half the time. And
we make a lot of noise down there.
Yeah, we have visitors if you want to stop by and check it out. And that's an important thing, too, is, you know, Brady and I both sat down and talked to each other before this project and went over a lot of things about, you know, if we're building this as partners and one of us loses a job, what's going to happen? Or one of us wants to back out, what's going to happen? A lot of those, you know, just you don't really want to talk about them, but you should. And we also individually sat down with our wives and said, here's the project we want to undertake. This is going to take years. Are you going to support us? And if not, I'm not going to try to do it because it's not going to work. And fortunately, they both said, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I think.
And they're both equally excited about the project, which makes it really fun. So
I think you have a very good chance of succeeding. You've planned for contingencies that I've met quite a few builders whose projects have just kind of mothballed over time and never come to fruition. And it's a really sad thing to see a partially completed aircraft just collecting dust and mothballs. And, you know, you know of a few, Fareed. We've seen. I've been to that, and I'm using air quotes here, airplane factory, and seen the plane just sit there, sadly, wings on the ground and whatnot, just going by the wayside. But, Brady, this isn't your first venture into, I guess, bringing social media to EAA, something... personally, anyway, and I'm speaking just on my own behalf, that I think EA has always been lacking in bringing a newer generation, a younger generation to EA and to home building and to flying.
Yeah.
You got your pilot's license in a very publicized, very public way.
I did. Three years ago, I started my flight training, get my sport pilot ticket, and I decided, you know, I really want to just show people what it takes. I mean, from beginning to end, the ups and downs, every little bit. I want to be honest. I want to be candid. Here's what it takes from beginning to end. That way, other people can have the information, can be inspired and say, okay, this is doable. You know, they can take it one step at a time, see it. This isn't overwhelming. I can do this. So I was honest. I mean, every single flight, I recorded video, posted a little 5-minute video afterwards. You know, here's what's happening. When I made a great landing, man, I was ecstatic. When I couldn't make a spot landing for my life, you know, I said, you know, man, this is work. This is hard. This is frustrating. I'm going to get it, you know, but it's taken work. And amazingly, it inspired a ton of people to say, man, I struggle with that too. I thought I was the only one. And so it's nice. And, you know, from what I know now, there's about 15 people who are now pilots because they watched that blog and said, man, this is something I want to do. And that's why when we started building, I said, you know, I'm kind of in the same place. I never saw myself as a builder. I want to show people who've never considered this that it's doable. If you want to build a plane, if you never thought you could afford to have your own plane or didn't have the skills to build a plane, come watch. You know, come watch for a couple weeks and you'll see two guys who are figuring out as we go. You'll see a great community of support. You'll see that it's very doable and it's a lot more satisfying than Facebook.
And even if you want to wait a few months, and you know, we definitely don't expect people to come every week and spend 2 hours a week with us, but if you want to check in, wait 3-6 months and then come back. You know, it's not going to be done. So keep checking back.
What's the website again?
DreamBuildFly.com.
Tuesday nights at 6:30 Central Time, watch a Bear Hawk happen.
Yes.
Thank you guys for the service
Thanks so much.
Provide to the experimental aviation community. It's a great thing that you're doing. I'm personally having a great time. I wish you all the best.
Well, thank you very much.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Day four. We're done.
Yeah, we are today. Can't wait for the next one, but you know me.
Making it over the hump, sir. We're going to do it. This has been the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.